Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We have the schus and privilege and honor and pleasure of learning together some Torah on Parashas Noach from the Heilig and Shaimi Shmiel. This is a Torah that he said in the year Tafresh Ayin Aleph, exactly 99 years ago. And the shir should be Le'ilui Nishmat, Le'ilui Nishmas, Esther Bas Shmuel, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachin, and Lebin Asher Ben Brindel, and Naftali Hertz ben Alter Avram. And it should also be a schus for Shleima, for Daniela Masha bas Yisko Rachel, and for Toibi Yehudis bas Temagasia, and also Zara Shel Kayama for Abamas ben Shishana Rezel, and for Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rachel, for Esti Sara bas Ariella. The Heilig and Shami Shmuel says, quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Noach is Shabbos. Noach, Miloshen Menucha, Miloshen Naicha. Noach is Shabbos, Miloshen Naicha. It's a very cryptic statement of the Zohar HaKadosh. Noach is Shabbos, Naicha, Menucha. So what does this mean? So the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, in Perek and Zion, Ve'arashayim kayam nigrash hashket lo yuchal. Rishayim are like this stormy sea, and they have no rest, they have no peace, they have no quiet. So that's the life of a Rasha. Once heard in an interview with the daughter of a famous mafioso, and she was saying how their life, there was no peace. They never knew if their father was going to come home. They never knew even if their father stays out, is he going to be alive? At any moment he could be killed, he could have a hit on him. He doesn't have first have a hit on somebody else. With the them, a lot of times it's a klal of habala hargacha hashkem lahargo. There, everyone has a chazak of habala hargacha. Al kopanim, harosham kayam nigras. They're mamish like this. This they have no rest. Hashket lo yucha. That's the life of the Rasha. So we know that Rasha is the opposite of a tzaddik. It's known what the Zohar Kadosh says. That a tzaddik is somebody who shomer a bris. And obviously then, a rush is somebody who's pogam bris. So now the Shem Yishmuel establishes the principle. It says that a rishayim kiyam nigrash hashket lo yuchal. They're like a driven sea, there's no rest for the rishayim. The rishayim are opposite of tzaddikim. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that a tzaddik is somebody who shomer bris. Somebody who's careful about what he looks at. Somebody who's careful about what he thinks about. Shomer HaBris is anything involving sexual impropriety. Somebody who's Shomer HaBris avoids all such behavior, thoughts, actions, inclinations, predilections, deeds, feelings, emotions, anything that has to do with the Bris. A tzaddik is so careful about. He's so careful to guard his Bris. And anything relating to that bris, his eyes and his heart. So if a tzaddik is shomer habris, it would emerge then that a rasha, which is the opposite of a tzaddik, is called a poigem bris. He blemishes. He is not careful about his bris kodesh. And Chazal say in Mirkei Avos and Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel. Ain lecha adam she'ain lo sha'av, ain lecha davar she'ain lo makom. There is nothing, there is no person that doesn't have his hour, and there is no thing that doesn't have its place. Because everything has a source above and below. Everybody is rooted up in Shemayim. And somebody who's poigem bris, somebody who's not careful in sexual matters, is mekalkel ha'achizah shelo bashoresh. He destroys his connection to his spiritual source. He abolishes it. Al kein shuv ein lo makom. So he has no more place. That's ein lecha adam she'ein lo shav, ein lecha dover she'ein lo makom. Everything has a place. What is that place? That place is up in Shemayim, in the spiritual source, in the spiritual realm. And if a person isn't shomer bris, he loses the connection to that source, to the shorish, to the makor. And then we can't say about him that he has a makom. Everything has a makom. Except for this person who dissolved, caused the dissolution So that's the word. Of his connection to his source. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, V'arishayim ki am nigrash, hashket lo yuchal. She'ein lehem menucha. Rishayim are like a driven sea, there's no peace. They have no rest. And that's what the Arizal means when he says on the Pasuk, ki ger yiyeh zaracha, your children are going to be strangers. It says the word zaracha, your seed, literally. Zok the Arizal, the Heilig of the Ari HaChai, as they like to call him. Shekol ha-galut ba'a mipgam ha-brit. You know why, ki ger, you know why you're going to be strangers? Yeah. You know why you guys are going to be strangers in a foreign land? Because zaracha, because of your seed, because of pegam habriz. May I time Moshe Machmas pegam habriz ibedes mekoyim oyuboa golus. Because of the pegam habriz, we lost our place, and that because of that, the golus came. As we said, you lose your shorish achizah lemaylo if you're pogam briz, and therefore the Jewish people, because of pegam habriz, we lost our makom in Shemayim, and ain lanu makom. We have no more makom, and therefore we go to galus. Ki ger yeh zaracha. And the Dor HaMabul, the Gemara tells us, is pogam bebris. So we fulfilled the pasuk of Rishayim ki yam nigrash. They're like this driven sea. They were drowned, and they were the opposite of menucha. So here we have it, sweetest friends. Pegam habris. You lose your place. You have no rest. You're just washed away. And that's what happened to the Dor HaMabul. And that's what happened to the Jews. That's why they went to Golos. They weren't washed away. But they lost their makom. They went into Golos because they lost their connection to above. They lost their makom. And the same thing with the Dor HaMabul. They were literally washed away. And that's the opposite of Menucha, of Naicha, of Noyach. Now Rashi in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis says, Maya Olam Chaser Menucha, Ba Shavis Ba Menucha. Zokter Rashi, what was the world lacking? The world was lacking Menucha. Comes Shavis, comes Menucha. Kolsa v'nigmara Malacha, the Malacha is over. And the Dor HaMabul, who's the opposite of Menucha, V'arishayim k'yom nigrash, they're like a driven sea. They were not at all affected by the Kiddush of Shabbos. Shabbos is Menucha. They're the opposite of Menucha. And even though Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayma, you don't even need a Beis Din to make Shabbos. Shabbos is automatic. Shabbos is part and parcel of creation. But because they're the opposite of Shabbos, they couldn't receive Kiddush of Shabbos. And Noach, who is the opposite of that generation, Noach was a Shomer Bris. So he had the kli to be makabel the menucha. He had the vessel to accept the rest of Shabbos. And therefore all of the menucha that came to the world, Noach was makabel. And therefore Noach was shoves miloshan naicha. Noach is Shabbos. That's what the Zohar means when it says that Noach is Shabbos. Shabbos is menucha, which is the opposite of rishos, the opposite of wickedness. It's resting, it's tzaddik. It's only a rush is kiyam nigrash. But a tzaddik has menucha, a tzaddik who's shomer bris. Yosef a tzaddik, tzaddik is said olam, this foundation of the world, which Noach in fact was. So he is shomer the bris. And sweetest friends, because Noach is shomer bris, he was zoche to remain, and also to Kedusha Shabbos. So he could Noach could be makabel this kli of Shabbos of Menucha. Noach had a kli to be makabel the Menucha, and therefore he was mashpia Shabbos in the world. So the Rishayim have no rest, Rishayim have no Shabbos, but Noach has Shabbos. Noach has rest, and he was mashpia that in the world. Noach says the Zohar Kodesh is Shabbos Lashon Naicha, the opposite of Rishayim, or like a driven sea. Noach was Menucha, which is Shabbos. And he was able to get that in the schus of being a Shomer Bris, because he had a Makom, he was able to rest. Only people who aren't Shomer Bris have no Makom. And therefore Shabbos is the Geula. We know it says that if they're Shomer, two Shabbosos, they get the Geula. So Shabbos is Geula, because Geula is Menucha, the opposite of Galus. Galus is we're going from place to place. And Shabbos is the Geula. Shabbos, we finally come to our destination. Open your ears and open your hearts. From this we learn, De'ein Adam Yachol Akagol Kedusha Shabbos Raklu Umas Mashu Shomer Abris. It is only to the extent that one guards his bris that he can be makabel kedusha shabbos. That's why the minhag, maybe another reason we go to mikveh before Shabbos, is because that's purifies our bris. That's what the mikveh does. So you can only be makabel this Shabbos if you're shomer bris. So you have to purify yourself in the waters of the mikveh. And that's why every person needs to have two signs. Ois bris v'ois Shabbos. Because without the ois of the bris, he can't accept, he can't receive the ois of Shabbos. That's why everyone needs two osios. The ois of bris and the ois of Shabbos. And you can also say the opposite. Just like in order to be makabel Shabbos, you need to be shomer bris. So too, you can't be shomer bris without being makabel Shabbos. In order to guard your bris properly, you also need Shemir Shabbos that works both ways. In order to be Shomer, in order to get Shabbos, you need Shemir HaBris. But in order to get Shemir HaBris, you also need Shabbos, Shemir Shabbos. And that's what the Tztuki said to Rav Kahan and Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. Ebshir Eish Ben Ores, Ve'en Ameav Heves. He says, how's it mutter in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin for a man to be alone with his wife who's a Nida? What? Person has a Yetzirah. And he's not going to fulfill it. Person has these little pieces of flax. And what? It's not flammable. Fire is not going to take hold of it. Avada and avada. Person's a Yetzirah. How, says this Sadducee to Rav Kahana, how are you allowed to be with your wife? She's a Nida. Because Mitzada Teva, explains the Shaini Shmuel, it's impossible for a person to be a Shomer Bris. But because the Jewish people have Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the world that could be was created more and more and more. And then on Shabbos, everything returns to its source. Hakol Shav L'Makoro, Shabbos Miloshen Shavta, everything returns to its source. Everything goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. As this farm talk about a great deal. So we have supernatural powers. And that's what Rav Kahana answered. He said, we could do it. Jewish people have that koach. How do we have that koach? The answer is because of Shabbos, because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. We have supernatural powers to be Shomer Bris. So Shabbos helps us be Shomer Bris, and Shemiras Bris helps us be Makabel Shabbos. And Bemis, we have to understand the Medrash Rabbah and Emor and Parasha Chavav. It says there, why is Mil on the eighth day? Moshe Lamad Dover Doimeh. There's a king. And the king says, you want to see me? First you have to see the matron woman. First you have to see Shabbos, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only then can you see me. Ein Mila below Shabbos. It's interesting. Medrash saying, Mila is seeing Hashem. First you have to see Shabbos, then you can see the king. First you have to see the matrona, the matron woman. And then you can see the king. So too, first you have to see Shabbos. And then only then can you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the idea behind this? And that's why Mila has to be on the eighth day, so you're always sure that there was a Shabbos before the Bris Mila. Because just like Shemiras HaBris is Lamala Min HaTeva, so too, Mila is Lamala Min HaTeva. Mi Yale Lanu HaShemayma. Who can go to the heavens for us? Rosh HaTeva is Mila. Mi Yale Lanu HaShemayma. Mila is Lamala Min HaTeva. Eight is always Lamala Min HaTeva. Shamein, Sheva, Savea, satisfied, nature. Eight is Shamein, Shemen of Chanukah, the Nes, above nature. Mila is Lamaila min HaTeva, like it says in the Gemara and Gittin and Zion and Midbeis in the Pasuk. Ki Alecha Oragnu Kol Hayom. That is Mila that was given on the eighth day. And nevertheless we see, that's Alecha, we're killed for you. So even though we're willing to die for you when we do the Bris Mila, we see that Baruch Hashem, the Jews are alive and well and growing daily. And that's because we have a supernatural power. And that's why it says the Shai Mishmur, Bris Milah was given on the eighth day to tell us that we're supernatural. And that's why the B'nai Noach only have seven mitzvahs. Because seven mitzvahs is nature. And they're living in the world of nature. But we are above nature. And that's why before we go above nature in Mila, first we need a Shabbos. So Shabbos elevates us to that high state that afterwards we're ready for the Mila to be so above nature like Mila the eighth day, the Malam and Hateva. And another possible explanation is Medrash says to Shem Yishmuel that first you have to see Shabbos before the Mila. Is that the Ari says that, you know why Mila's on the eighth day? Because then there's this light on a person from a very high place. And then this person can no longer take the Orla. So too we can say about Shabbos, that it doesn't even have a Shem Orla. It's not even called an Orla. It's not called something so Tameh like the foreskin, which we believe is impure. That's why we have to remove it. But first you need a Shabbos. Because everything is Mispal Meipucho. Everything, you feel the opposite, contrast. So we emphasize the contrast, then the person really feels the Orla. So when does a person feel the Orla? Only after having passed through Shabbos. Once he passes through the Kiddush of Shabbos, then he feels the impurity of the Orla, and then you can remove the Orla. So Ad Kan Divrei Hashem Yishmuel. And just to summarize what we learn something so important, that Noach is called Naicha, Shabbos, because he's a Tzaddik, the opposite of Rishayim. Rishayim are people who are not Shomer Bris. Tzaddikim are people who are Shomer Bris. In the Dor HaMabul, they weren't Shomer Bris, says the Gemara, and they got the Mabul. And Noach, who was Shomer Bris, was saved from the Mabul. And that's why he's Shabbos. Because Shabbos is rest. And the Rishayim have no rest. But somebody who's a Tzaddik, somebody who's Shomer Bris, he's still connected to a source above, and he has a Makom, he has a rest. So Shabbos is this place of Menucha. Is only somebody who's connected. Ein lecha davar she'ein lo makom. That's only when we have a makom. That's only if you're connected to above. The only way to be connected to above is to be Shomer Bris. And therefore, only if somebody is Shomer Bris can he be Makabel Kedusha Shabbos. Because then he has this rest. But if he's not, if he's together, Rosh Hashanah v'Shalom, there's no Shabbos for him. That's why every person needs an Oz Bris and Oz Shabbos. And women, the Gemara says, as if they have a Bris. Because without the Oz Bris, you can't be Makabel Shabbos. And it also works the other way around. You can't be a Shomer Bris without Shabbos. Just like you can't have Shabbos without being a Shomer Bris. You can't be a Shomer Bris without Shemir Shabbos. Because you have to be supernatural. And Shabbos enables one to go above. Shabbos enables one to go above nature and thereby be a Shomer Bris. And that's why first before Mila, before being the supernatural Mila on the eighth day, first we need a Shabbos. And then parenthetically, another explanation, why Mila is on the eighth day, because we only feel the Kiddush of the Tum of the Orla after the Kiddush of Shabbos. So first we need to see a Shabbos, and then, Kol Davar Nispal Meipucho, then we feel the Tum of the Orla on Shabbos, and now and only now it could be removed, now it has a shame, proper shame Orla. So we should all be Zochem, it's a Shem, to be Shomrei HaBris. We should watch what we watch. We should watch what we say. We should guard what we think. And in that way, we'll be Zoche, to be Tzadikim Yisodei Olam, to be the foundation of the world, Midas Yisod. We'll be Zoche in that Tzchus. Like we said here, that Shabbos is the Geula, because the Geula is Naicha. Only in the Tzchus of Shmiras HaBris do we get the Geula. Only in the Tzchus of Shmiras HaBris do we get the Naicha. So we should be Zoche, to be Shomer Bris, and to the Geula Hashlema, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, and good Shabbos, good Shabbos.